Now we come here, actually, to the first bridge that you have to cross over in revival. And this is important. It's all important. Listen to this now. Chapter 15, verse 1. And the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded. He went out to meet Asa, said unto him, Hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord's with you while ye be with him. And if ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you. Now for a long season, Israel hath been without the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without law. Now may I interject this, because I think it's important. The tragedy of the hour is that there is not teaching in the church today. I say this very kindly. We don't need more preachers. You can buy them like bananas by the dozen. But my friend, teachers are few and far between. And that is the thing that is needed. That's what they needed in that day. They did not have a teaching priest. Oh, they had priests, Levites. They were knee-deep in those. But they did not have a teaching priest. And therefore, they were without the law, the Word of God. And when they, in their trouble, did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found of them. Now, it's just that simple, and yet it's just that complicated. My friend, if you mean business with God, he'll mean business with you. When I hear people say, oh, I try to study, I try to pray, I try to do this, and I don't get anywhere. My friend, who are you kidding? May I say to you, when you say that, you're making God a liar. And I have news for you. God's no liar. God says, if you seek me, I'm there. If you mean business with God, oh, search your heart, my friend, today. Do you really want to know God's word? And God's ready to meet you anytime you are ready. Now, will you notice this? When they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he is found of them. And in those times, there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in, but great vexations were upon all the inhabitants of the countries. And nation was destroyed of nation, and city of city, for God did vex them with all adversity. Be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. In other words, this man Asa was beginning to turn to God. Now this prophet encourages him in this to turn to God and explains why they'd had the trouble that they had had, my beloved. They'd had a lot of trouble, a lot of problems. I wonder this. Now, I'm not speaking ex cathedra. I have no inside information. But studying the Word of God here, seeing how God dealt with these people, I'm wondering if one of the reasons today, with all of the smart boys that we have in Washington, and we have discovered that we've had some stupid decisions made. How can such smart boys make such stupid decisions in Washington? Why is it that we can't have law and order? Why is it today we can't really have peace? Why is it that there's lawlessness today? You know why? Let me just venture my opinion. And I base it on the Word of God in this particular passage right here. Because God has been left out. And he's not around Washington today. They don't need him there. Because they've got the smart boy. My friend, in this hour in which we're living, our nation needs God, and that was the problem back here.